I also want to read a poem. Well, indeed. I have, if you've ever read a book called Generations, one of the things about my father was that my father had three daughters by three different women. So I have a sister who is 6 months and 2 days younger than I. We are very good friends, and I always call her to remind her of her birthday. She's a thin, tiny little thing with no gray hair. And so as soon as she turns my age, I call her right up and remind her. And to show how little integrity I think I have, I wrote a poem for her on her birthday once, and it was, I sent it to her. And then I thought about it, and I liked it. So I wrote her and said, send me back the poem, which she did. And it was published in Essence magazine. And I like to think it's sort of an ethnic kind of, ethnic references poem. So I always say that if you don't understand what something means, ask somebody and see, this gets us together as people. It's wonderful. This is called Sisters. And I'd like to read it tonight, especially because I've made so many sisters here. Lois and Gail and Polly and all my sisters here. Sisters, for Elaine Philip on her birthday. Me and you be sisters. We be the same. Me and you coming from the same place. Me and you be greasing our legs, touching up our edges. Me and you be scared of rats, be stepping on roaches. Me and you come running high down Purdy Street one time and Mama laugh and shake her head at me and you. Me and you got babies, got 35, got black, let our hair go back. Be loving ourselves. Be loving ourselves. Be sisters, only where you sing, I, poet.